Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geeks by Dummy， 我系 Dummy，I'm Dummy。Now that we have established how to form present tense and present continuous tense sentences, we'll now move on to forming past tense and present perfect tense, and quote-unquote future past tense. There are several characters that can represent past tense and present perfect tense and future past tense, and in Cantonese, they're not actually too distinct. It can sound pretty complicated, but bear with me.Everything will come together. So today we'll be discussing four different words. 早, 云, 晒, and 过. Now, first thing first, these words, 早, 云, 晒, and 过, all these words do not just indicate one particular tense. They actually show a change in the current status. Bear in mind that these are not the only words or characters that can represent past tense, present perfect, or quote-unquote future past tense. But 早, 云, 晒, 过 will be the four characters that I'll be talking about today. So let's start with the basic past tense. Now let's start with 早. When we need to speak of the past, you can add 早 to the verb to indicate that it's past tense. Basically, 早 functions as the ed in the English language, you have the ed to represent past tense, and in Cantonese you use the word 早. And now you might also hear a key word 已经, meaning already, to let you know that they're speaking of the past. So very simply, the formula will be pronoun plus verb plus 早 plus noun. For example, 我已经食咗饭，我已经食咗饭。That literally means I already eat ed rice. I already ate. Or 我食咗饭，我食咗饭。Literally, I eat ed rice, meaning I ate. 食 means to eat, the verb here.Then fan literally means rice, but here it means a meal, the noun here. Or 我做咗運動，我做咗運動。Literally, I do ed exercise. I did exercise. And 做 means to do or to make, and 運動 means exercise or workout, the noun here. This is the most basic usage of the past tense 早 for past tense. Now let's talk about another term that you can use that is very similar to 早 that can also indicate that something is done, which would be the word 云, 云. Now same thing as 早, you can use 云 to indicate that something is done, finished, or over in the past. 云 means finished.Again, can be understood as the ed in English, but again, you might also hear a keyword 已经 meaning already, to let you know that they are actually speaking of the past. So the formula is similar. Pronoun plus verb plus 云 plus noun. So say for example, 我已经食完饭。我已经食完饭。I already eat finished rice, meaning I already ate. Or 我食完饭，我食完饭。Literally, I eat finished rice, meaning I ate. Or 我做完运动，我做完运动。I do finish exercise.Meaning, I did exercise. So now, what is the difference when you're using 云 when compared to 早? Other than the fact that in terms of the wordings that you're using, one with 早 just purely indicating that, you know, it's something that happened in the past or the past tense. With the word 云, it also carries the meaning of finish doing something as well, as in entirely completed the action.Let me give you an example. If someone asked you if you've read the book, if you responded, 我睇咗, 我睇咗, It means I read. But if you respond, 我睇完, it means I finished reading. Although both are indicating that it already happened in the past, 我睇咗 can be understood as I read some or I read all of it versus 我睇完, that means I completely finished reading it. I want to introduce to you another word that is also very similar, the character 晒. 晒, this word, much like 着 and 云, 晒 also indicates a change in status. The difference though, 晒 also carries the meaning of finishing the remaining amount or the remainder of the particular action or thing. Maybe it's easier when I show you the examples so you can tell the differences. The formula has no change at all. You can keep it as simple as pronoun plus verb plus 晒 plus noun. For example, 我已经食晒饭. 我已经食晒饭. Literally, I already eat the remaining rice. Meaning, I already ate the rest of the meal. Or, 我食晒饭. 我食晒饭. Literally, I eat the remaining rice, meaning I ate the rest of the meal. When someone is saying that, either previously when you spoke with them, they told you they were eating and now they're saying 我已经食晒饭 or 我食晒饭, meaning they have already finished the remaining meal that they hadn't finished before. Or for example, if you're trying to get a child to finish up the rest of the meal, let's say they didn't want to eat vegetables and now they have pushed it through and finished all of the veggies, that's when you will usually hear people say 我食晒饭. Great. And on the other hand, if we're using the example of doing exercises, if someone says 我做晒运动, literally, I do the remaining exercise. I did the rest of the exercises. That means they originally had a goal of doing, let's say, 100 push-ups, and they have already finished all of the push-ups, finally. Then you might hear people say that, 我做晒运动. Is that making sense? 晒, this character indicates a changing of status from having something started to finishing the remaining amount of whatever it is. You can use 晒 in that case. You can even use it to indicate the present as well. If someone is asking you 食晒的饭, 食晒的饭, that is to say finish the remaining meal. Because maybe you're a picky eater or you don't have an appetite, it can even be the future tense. Like I said, 着, 云, and 晒 are just words to indicate the changing of the status. If someone is saying 食晒的饭, you can respond by saying 我会食晒的饭, meaning I will eat the remaining of the rice, meaning I will eat the remaining of the meal. Great! Now, how about present perfect tense? You can still use 着, 云, and 晒 as present perfect tense, such as I have eaten 3 meals. You will need to add extra info, like since 2018, let's say, since 2 years ago, let's say. In terms of the formula, nothing much has changed. You can put the information before the noun or after the noun. The meaning won't really change. For example, 我食咗三餐饭. 我食咗三餐饭. Literally, I eat, ed, 3 meals rice. Meaning, I've eaten 3 meals. Or, 我做咗一年运动. 我做咗一年运动. Meaning, literally, I do, ed, 1 year exercise. Meaning, I've done exercises for 1 year. And same thing for 云 and 晒. Using 云, you might hear 我食完三餐饭. I eat, ed, 3 meals rice. I finish eating 3 meals. Or 我做完一年运动. 我做完一年运动. I do finish 1 year exercise, meaning I have finished doing exercises for 1 year. Yun here again is used to indicate that something is completed and finished, whereas sai, for example, 我食曬三餐飯，我食曬三餐飯。I eat the remaining amount, 3 meals rice, meaning I've eaten all 3 meals. Or, 我做曬一年運動，我做曬一年運動， meaning I do the remaining amount, 1 year exercise. So meaning I have done all exercises for 1 year.When you use sai here, it just means that you're originally set to do something and now you've completed them all. Now, there's another term that can also indicate the past or the present perfect tense, but it's a little bit special. The word guo, guo. Now, the word guo can also be used to be put after the verb to indicate that you've done something before. For example, 我食锅鸡蛋仔，我食锅鸡蛋仔。Meaning, I have eaten egg waffle before. 鸡蛋仔 is egg waffle. They are very popular in Hong Kong. Pretty sure now in Western societies, the trend of 鸡蛋仔was beginning to rise as well. But they apparently serve 鸡蛋仔 as if they are the ice cream cone.And they put ice cream in there, whereas in Hong Kong, the traditional way of doing so is just eating it as is. And another example would be, 我做过运动，不过都是减不到肥。我做过运动，不过都是减不到肥。Meaning, I have exercised before, but still, I cannot lose the weight. Now, 不过 means but.減肥 means losing weight. 到 indicates the ability to do something or not, can or cannot. So 唔到 means cannot. 減唔到肥 as a term means cannot lose weight. Can you tell the difference? So when you use 過, 過, it is indicating that you've done something before, at least have tried it. Very rarely, you will hear Hong Kong people say, 我食過飯, because it sounds very formal, and it does sound like that you usually eat noodles or pasta or something else, but you've tried rice before. Do you see the differences? Another thing to note is that in Cantonese, when you use 過 after a verb, its meaning can beThat you have done it, but you can do it again. For example, 我哋下次再食过。我哋下次再食过。我哋下次再食过。We next time again eat again, meaning we will eat it again next time. 我哋 means we or us.Ha means down or next, and qi means time. So ha qi means next time. Ha qi. Joy means again. And sekuo here, it means eat again. But usually in written Chinese, it will not be expressed that way. Perfect. I hope you guys are clear. If not, you can go back and re-listen to it again and again until you get it.Now, let's move on to the future past tense. Different from English, on the other hand, 做 can also be used as quote-unquote future past tense. What does that mean? That means that it is a hypothetical situation in the future. Now, you would use a formula like this. Pronoun plus verb plus 做 meaning ed, plus noun plus 早 meaning then,plus another verb, and then noun. For example, 我食咗饭就做运动。我食咗饭就做运动。Literally, I eat, ed, rice, then I do exercise. Meaning, once I eat, then I will do exercise. Or you can say something like, 你到咗 就打电话俾我。你到咗就打电话俾我。Literally means you arrive ED then hit phone to me. Meaning once you arrive then you give me a call. Now 到 here means arrive and 打 means to hit and 電話 means phone and 打電話 just means to call. 咗 this word essentially a word to let you know that there's a change in status in action meaning up until a certain point the action is finished. It is similar for 完 and 曬 but not necessarily for 過 at least in Hong Kong. So say for example,For you, 我食完饭就做运动。Literally, I eat finished rice, then I do exercise. Meaning, once I finish eating, then I will do exercise. Or you can say with 晒, you would say, 我食晒饭就做运动。我食晒饭就做运动。I eat the remaining rice.Then I do exercise. So meaning, once I finish eating the rest of the meal, then I will do exercise. Okay, but with the same example earlier, 你到咗就打电话俾我。Once you arrive, then you give me a call. You cannot use 完 or 曬 here because the word 到 meaning arrive, which is actually a really short action. Much like in English, you won't say,finish arriving or arriving the remaining amount. So therefore, 完 and 曬 won't apply here. Okay, great. That is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.TheArtOfHongKongGeeseByADummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.